know why we're surprised by the start of a new month at the beginning of every month, but, you know, August seems a little weird, man.
August
2022?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Doesn't it still kind of feel like 2020 in a little bit?
Man, I legit the other day forgot what year it was. You know how, like, sometimes, like, people ask you how old you are, and you're like,
Because what does it matter after the age of literally 30? What is it? Was our insurance drop?
25.
35? No, there's like another drop, though.
Yeah, like 35. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, 40 is obviously a big one, right? Yeah. But no one's excited about being 38.
What do you mean your insurance drops? Like the cost? Yeah. They just kind of like give up on you after 35?
No, yeah, they're like, they assume you're not as irresponsible.
And they're not wrong.
But don't you have, like, are you talking car insurance?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, life insurance.
Oh, no, that goes
and, like,
up.
Your policy. Yeah. That's why I was like, wait, hold on. Do they know anything about, like, actual health?
Aging?
Yeah, and aging.
No, life insurance after 40 goes way up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, baby.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app.
All right, so let's get things going. Got some good news, got some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
You love your candy.
In fact, I do.
We have candy all over the studio.
It's riddled through the studio.
In fact, it's gotten to the point where Audrey has just put her foot down, and she's making us store our extra water and coffee and candy in the other room now because there's
just
too much.
We were tripping on it.
It's too much of it.
No, you were tripping on it. We were not. Dave and I are nimble like mountain goats.
Ew, I'm just envisioning your little toes, like, just like clawing up the mountain of waters that we had in here.
The mountain of Tootsie Pops.
Yeah, the grip strength on goats, astounding.
Also, what are you doing up there, man?
Get down.
Get down from there.
Get down.
Flexing. Flexing on everybody.
There's nothing to eat up there on the side of that mountain.
The Tootsie Pop Mountain.
Goofy-ass billy goat.
Are you yelling at Mahoney right now?
Yeah, so the bad news today, and it is Mahoney-related, is that maybe you need to chill out on the candy because Skittles have been deemed unfit for human consumption, according to a lawsuit.
Here.
So
yeah,
Mahoney's a non-believer.
The only thing that's unfit about Skittles for consumption is when they changed lime to green apple, and I think it's back to lime now.
Good,
because it was there was a good 10-year period that they bamboozled us. Who was out there in the world that was asking, going, you know what sucks and what would be a great replacement? Lime. Sucks. Let's replace it with green apple. Nah, that was straight garbage.
See, I didn't even know about this drama. They replaced the lime with the green apple.
Yeah, but I think they finally, it took a decade or so, went full circle, and I think they are back to lime now.
As they should.
In this lawsuit, this guy is saying that it's against Mars, Inc., the parent company of Skittles, saying that there is different things in Skittles, and the genotoxicity is a chemical in there, a chemical substance that has the ability to change human DNA.
Okay, that's a little extreme. I will say this. I mean, let me get my soapbox for like 1 second. There are so many foods that are so bad for
us.
Everything's
bad for us.
And so, like, I get this. Like, and there are seriously a lot of things that we probably shouldn't be consuming as much as we do. But, like, to say that it's going to alter our DNA, that's where you lose it, man.
Yeah.
That's where you look like a wacko. It's going to alter our DNA. We're going to turn into Skittle people. Like,
I'd like to be a Skittle person. Taste the rainbow, baby.
Yeah.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So we were just talking about Skittles and how they're unfit for human consumption. This, I think, may also be unfit for human consumption. Not from Mars, Inc. This is from General Mills, also a food item, though.
Uh-huh. What do we got, Dave?
They're going to start selling spicy Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I'm here for it.
Ugh.
I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Like a fireball cereal almost?
No, I think cinnamon in general kind of has a spicy connotation to it.
Right, so but right? Like it's like that, I don't want to say sweet heat. It's
atomic
like
fireball.
Like a fireball.
I think I like atomic fireball, yeah.
It's so called Cinefuego Toast Crunch. A spicy version of the classic breakfast cereal. General Mills, not going to roll this out in stores unless it does exceptionally well, I guess. They're going to be selling it online for a limited time starting on August 12th.
Dude, they give no damn. Cereal makers, like if there was ever a job where you could just create the most unhealthy, sugary concoctions and just be a mad scientist, being a cereal creator would be where it was at.
Or being the person that decides what to pair with what at Taco Bell. Like, those people have got to just get high as hell.
Which is the same four ingredients just reused.
Yeah. Beans, that beef.
And then you're like, all right, let's do Doritos. All right, we did that. All right, let's do Cheez-Its. All right, cool.
Well, is that because, are they owned by Frito-Lay Company? Is Taco Bell?
Taco Bell's owned by Pepsi. Yum Incorporated.
Yum? Okay. It is Yum. Do they have, but because it's only Frito-Lay branded things that they're partnered with.
Have you seen those diagrams of like the four companies that own everything? And you're just like, man,
all the food
production?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
No wonder it's so garbage for us.
No wonder we're all fat.
Yeah. Speaking of being
fat. Not because I, you know, I eat 4,000 calories a day and only move.
Yeah, it has
like,
nothing to do with personal accountability.
No. Not me. It's definitely
it's all them.
Somebody else's fault.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So if your life was a movie, what would the title be? I'm sure Dave's would be Cheaper by the Dozen.
Message deleted.
Oh, that's a joke because I have so many kids. Is that what it is?
I mean, there was a sequel to that, which who would have thought that there would have been a sequel to Cheaper by the Dozen?
Hmm. What would the title of your life movie be, Mahoney?
That's a good title.
So you interpret that however you like.
It's like a whoopee cushion on the front cover of it.
I mean, like, who? We're all going to be dead someday. Whatever, man. Like, I.
That would also be the title of your movie. We're all going to be dead someday. Whatever,
over.
Man.
That was actually the title of a Joe Rogan CD.
We're like all going to be dead someday, man.
Yeah. Like that came out in like I think 1999 or 2001.
Wow.
Yeah.
Audrey.
I don't know. I feel like mine wouldn't be a movie. I feel like mine would be a limited series TV show.
Oh, you're fancy. Oh, she's interesting. She's got a big star doing TV, and it's episodic.
Yes. Uh-huh. Casted by Zendaya.
I often confuse you two.
Yeah, I know. I just need somebody prettier. Because, you know, like whenever they do all of those TV shows where it's just off based stuff of someone's life, right? And then you go back and look at the real person who the show or TV or movie is supposed to be about, and you're like, that is, you really were polite.
Maybe that's a better question. Like, who do you think would actually play you convincingly?
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel for you? I could
say that would be so perfect, actually.
But he would have to grow a beard, which I don't know if he can.
Don't beard shame.
I just don't.
You would just have to be beardless in your movie.
I guess he does have a beard. I've seen there's some.
Yeah, sure he does. Yeah. Yeah, he can grow a beard.
Yeah. Okay,
he looks
good.
Just better clean shaven.
Yeah.
What about you, Dave? Who? Would
Ryan
you?
Reynolds for sure.
I
was going to say Margot Robbie for me. So yeah, we're delusional.
Sure.
We are absolutely delusional.
You know who I've turned the page on, which I was never a fan of. I watched it over the weekend. Who's that guy you think's hot?
A lot of them. Which one?
I watched The Gray Man. What's that?
Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling. Yeah.
He was surprisingly really good in that.
He's a good actor.
I've never liked him in anything.
I also watched Gray Man this weekend. Yeah. It's funny. I had no idea that you did as well.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. Like,
fun action movie.
I mean, goofy as hell. Like, the fight scenes, you're like, come on.
I mean, no more goofy than John Wick.
Does there need to be $300,000 worth of fireworks going off and they're in the middle of them fighting?
Yes.
Like,
but does that, I mean, that's just what the movie's supposed to be, though, right?
Yes,
like, over the top.
Yeah, it's over the top. And I thought Chris Evans was fantastic as a bad guy.
I did, too. I liked everybody in that movie. I don't know. I could see why the critics didn't like it, but I see why
everyone else did.
Yeah, it's just a big, dumb
action movie.
But better than Fast and Furious.
Yes.
Not quite. I feel like, and no offense to anybody who likes Fast and Furious, I feel like those are the bottom of the barrel dumb movies.
Like the SpongeBob SquarePants wears, like the SpongeBob SquarePants pajama wears in Walmart. That's like what they also like. Fast and Furious movies. Like, I equate those two together.
Stupid people.
Like
no, they're
pajama
just
wearers in public.
It's a certain type, you know? It's just not for me.
There's levels of suspending disbelief that I can get to, right? When you're driving a Subaru out of one skyscraper into another one, that's just a little too far for me.
Die Hard when Bruce Willis got onto the
fighter
F-16.
Jet, you're like, okay.
Yeah, that's
okay,
when
Bruce
Die Hard
died.
It's fantasy, guys. It's supposed to be fake. It's supposed to alter what your reality is.
We can suspend disbelief, but only so much.
Yeah.
Fair.
I can watch Yellowstone where seven family members get gunned down in one day, and you're like, that's a rough Tuesday. But you just get up the next day like nothing happened.
Go tend the farm.
But you bring Subarus into it, I'm out.
Please leave a message after.
You always hear about a lot of women being high maintenance, but in chess, the one who is high maintenance is the king.
Message deleted.
Oh, let's not kid ourselves. There is plenty of dudes who are super high maintenance.
Also, I think that high maintenance is a ploy to get women to feel like that they're not whatever they're wanting in life and whatever their standards are too much. We're asking for too much because we have high standards or we're so
is that your definition of high maintenance?
High maintenance.
Because like I always make fun of my wife for always being in the shop, you know, because she's got like three appointments
sure,
a week
that's
where
also,
she's getting her nails done, her eyelashes done.
And she looks great, doesn't she?
She looks great. She looks great.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
By definition, high maintenance.
I feel like high maintenance is more of an attitude than what you actually do to look good.
Yes.
Personally.
Absolutely.
And I'm
getting
for me,
your nails done and lashes done is just basic everyday stuff now at this point.
Well,
yeah.
For some people.
Come on.
I mean,
there's levels,
sure. But I mean, I feel like that's just normal now. I feel like it's normalized.
It may be to like your group of friends, but there's a large portion of people out there who will never do that.
The other day, she blinked. Get their nails done at like age 3 with their mothers.
No, and that's cute and all that stuff.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, like, it's progressively getting more ridiculous with the length of the nails, the length of the eyelashes. I mean, she blinked fast the other day and took off for a brief moment.
Oh, you stop.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You're part of the problem,
hey,
Dave.
Hey, so what's the last thing you purchased for yourself?
Message deleted.
My wife's eyelashes.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So this past weekend was Mahoney's birthday. And do you know what we did for Mahoney's birthday?
What'd you do?
Nothing.
It's exactly what he would have wanted.
Exactly. So yeah. I was like, hey, it's Mahoney's birthday this weekend. Should we try to plan something with him? And my wife just looks at me and she goes, he's going to hate that.
He's going to hate that.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you're right. He's going to hate that. Let's not do that.
I thought about having a pizza delivered.
I appreciate that.
But you're pizza bougie.
I am. I actually had a pizza on my birthday.
I know you. Yep. I knew you would have liked a pizza, but I didn't
know what kind.
It is. It's a specific kind. You are very particular, like extra cheese.
Did you have the whole pizza on your birthday?
Between like the over 2 days, I ate the whole thing.
Over two days. Wow.
What kind of pizza do you get?
I go pepperoni, double pepperoni, extra cheese, light sauce, and we're good.
Light sauce? Really? Why the
light sauce?
I just like light sauce. I'm from St. Louis, and there's a place called Emo's Pizza in St. Louis, and it's like the thinnest crushed pizza you could ever have, and there's like almost no sauce on it, so it's like cracker, so it makes it a little bit crispier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you get a nice
just
crisp.
All cheese and pepperoni.
It's like imagine all the toppings on top of like a pizza-shaped saltine.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
It's like my favorite way to do it.
But do you do hand toss now? Did you do hand toss for your birthday?
Yeah, but it's real thin, real crisp, and that's the way we do it.
Would you say that that's the biggest celebratory thing that you did over the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do anything. Like, actually, my mom called me on my birthday because the weather was so kind of poor, and it was flooding near her house.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it over there. And I'm like, that's fine. Like, I would love to see my mom and dad.
She was going
to
come over for the birthday dinner that you guys do every year.
Yeah. And I was like, we'll just do something later on. Like, there's no need for you to, like, when the weather is bad out.
Mom, it's my birthday. You get in a boat and you row your ass over here.
I could care. Like, to me, my wife asked me, like, hey, do you feel any different being 41? And I'm like, no, it's a day. One day. I am the least sentimental person when it comes to my things that, even though I'm so, maybe it's because I'm so wrapped up in myself every other day of the year. Like, every day is a celebration of me.
So no
one specific day is more important than the other.
Yeah.
Like, so you're not like one of those like month-long birthday girls.
No, I'm glad my wife's a year-long birthday girl. The worst birthday I've ever had in my entire life was when the girl I was dating at the time planned a giant surprise party for me and invited like 30 people.
Well, but that sucked because didn't she make you pay for everybody's meal?
Then we had to pay for it because so many people ended up bailing out on the meal. Dave and I ended up paying for it at
the time. Multiple surprises happened that night.
Yeah, and that was like when Dave and I were like, I think that was like the first year you and I met too.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, many.
Solidified our friendship was me picking up $800 at Benihana.
Like, how do we spend $800 or $1,600 at Benihana? Or how did we have that much left over? Because it was the tax. Jeez. But, you know, I appreciate your wife and you not trying to force anything upon me.
Yeah.
Make him go out on your
boat.
That's
like what a real friend, that's what a real friend does.
Well, because we went out on the boat this weekend, and I was like, hey, we should invite Mahoney and Aaron and see if they want to go. And she's like, they're not. Like, if they wanted to go, they would have told us that they were interested in doing something.
Yeah.
Let's not force him, because we did that one year. We did force Mahoney. We got like a double decker pontoon, and we went out on the boat. And I think
it's been enough time passed. Can you say whether or not you hated that?
No, I didn't hate it, but it's just, you know, my default status for wanting to do nothing. Like when I go out, I have fun. Like if I go somewhere, I'll have a good time.
Yeah.
But it's the getting up the hill and getting to that point. Like,
liftoff is tough for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. Once because I feel like everybody feels like that, right? Like, you get so excited, you plan, and you make commitments to plans, and then the day comes, the hour comes before, and you got to get ready, and your couch felt so good. Your home feels so cozy.
Just know, if I've made plans with you at any point ever, I was drunk. Because that's the only time I make plans.
It's true.
It's when I am drunk and already feeling
Mahoney's good. Mahoney's starting to get a little tipsy. He's got his phone out. He's plugging in dates on his calendar. Yep. He's ready to go.
And then when somebody cancels, there's nothing sweeter.
Oh, it's so great.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
So the Missed Connection Inspection is just as simple as it sounds. We just troll through Craigslist and we look for the interesting posts, because there's lots of people that are out there looking for love, Mahoney. And some people think, if I just put this post on Craigslist, I'm going to be able to reconnect with that person that maybe I had a brief encounter with, and we'll sail off into the sunset together and live happily ever after.
Dave, many years ago, we took a solemn oath when we became broadcasters. We put our right hands on a stack of thigh-high penthouse forum letters, Hustlers, and dead-ass magazines, mm-hmm. and promised to help these freaks fly their flags as high as they can.
This one is entitled Crispy Donuts. I think they meant Krispy Kreme Donuts, but it's titled We Smiled at Each Other. It's a male for a female. You were in front of me. You were wearing glasses and had beautiful long black hair, and we were showing some gorgeous legs. Mm. We made eye contact a few times, and we smiled at each other, but we both had company. Which means their families were with them. I hope you see this or the post gets to you. Tell me what shoes you were wearing and how many people were with you. Hope we can get to talk and maybe enjoy some coffee and donuts together. Thanks.
Would you like to see my Boston cream-filled donut?
Oh, come on.
My Long John?
Oh.
No.
How about this maple bar? Oh. There's so many possibilities. Well, also, why are donuts so pervy?
They're so creepy.
They are just, I mean.
The only thing creepier is sushi, for sure. You go into a sushi restaurant, any sushi restaurant, USA, any town, USA, and it's like foot-long dong sushi roll. You're like, why?
Audrey, have you ever been to a place that they do like the naked sushi?
No, I haven't. I think that I would be absolutely mortified, though, if somebody invited me to that.
I got roped into a naked sushi.
Talk about where there's like a
lunch.
Naked person that you eat.
Yeah.
It off there.
And it was at a strip club.
Oh.
And yeah. I got roped into this sales meeting.
Oh.
And
God.
It was the worst night of my life.
Sushi at a strip club, just no thanks. Oh, that's a pass for me.
It was horrendous.
Okay, that this one's entitled Guy at Brewery Bar, First Friday. Female for male.
Okay.
Don't get a lot of these. You were in a hat with your friend in a teal parrot shirt.
Hell yeah.
I was polishing glasses, and I just felt this crazy connection with you and wish you'd asked me for my number. You asked what days I worked in, and I was hoping that you'd come in to see me on Sunday. Shoot me a message if you see this, and let me know what beer you ordered.
Why don't you just tell me where you got that teal parrot shirt?
Of course, that's what you gravitate towards. Wait a minute, you're wearing a shirt with a parrot on it right now.
I don't know if a toucan is considered to be a parrot. I don't think they are parrots.
Is that a toucan? I guess it is.
That
is
a toucan.
Yeah, you're right.
I think toucans are their own
thing.
Yeah, they're not, because parrots,
but there's so many different kinds of parrots.
No, they're not.
Toucans are not parrots. Parrots.
Now we know.
But they are parrots.
Sometimes.
What that nose do? Toucan, Sam.
This is CVS, male for female. You helped me get a particular item that you had to go in the back to get and later gave me a discount. If you remember and are interested, tell me the item. I loved watching you walk away. What's in the back at CVS that you
Doesn't every CVS also feel like it's
condoms.
Been bombed out? Like, doesn't matter how nice the area is, it always feels like these floors have not been cleaned in 15 years.
Absolutely. And also, do you really need to put under lock and key literally everything now? I mean, it's ChapStick, y'all. Let's relax. I'm trying to buy an $8 tube of something, and I have to summon an attendant to come over to unlock it.
Well, it just kind of makes you feel like they're worried about $6 items and they're multi-million dollar companies.
I have never met a CVS employee.
Keep the butt lube unlocked.
Right?
Keep it unlocked.
Don't make me ask for the lube,
yeah,
please.
There's yeah, there's nothing more motivating. Ma'am, can you please unlock the KY jelly? Please. And also, can we go ahead and get some Plan B while we're at it?
It was a weekend, and there's another weekend coming up.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Man, this guy had himself a party. I mean, you talk about a headline. A dude gets arrested after he steals a tiki torch and tells everyone to S his D at a downtown St. Petersburg bar.
I mean, if you're going to steal a lit tiki torch, Dave, I mean, is there any other thing that you're going to be yelling at the top of your lungs?
This guy's name is Aaron Hall, 37, grabbed a lit kerosene tiki torch from the patio, carried it down the sidewalk. He approached a woman who ran away from him because she feared for her safety.
Smart.
And then he started screaming at everyone that they need to blank his blank before putting the torch down and then going back to the bar. He was promptly taken to jail and charged with disorderly conduct.
If you steal a lit tiki torch, I feel like that's a tasing, man.
It's got to be.
That's
right?
Got to be a tasing. Like, that is what the taser was invented for.
Drunk idiots. Dude with a tiki torch.
Yep.
Yep. So the moron that was the leader of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing that was selling a miracle cure for COVID.
Is that the bleach
people? This is the bleach guy.
Okay.
Yep. This guy is being hauled back to Florida because he was selling it as not just a miracle cure for COVID-19, but also a number of other serious diseases, cancer, herpes, all kinds of stuff. Extradited from Colombia to the United States, him and his three sons charged with fraudulently marketing and selling the miracle mineral solution and defying federal court orders. What's amazing to me is that it wasn't just like, I don't know, salt water. Like, there was actual industrial style bleach.
Yeah, you're just trying to kill people.
Like, what are you doing?
At this point, you psychopath. Speaking of BS cures, you know what I haven't gotten in a long time?
What's that?
If you remember the other, our new nemesis, the other Jason Mahoney.
Oh, yeah.
From the UK, who's yeah, this, you know,
you
bootleg ass.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't remember. Can you refresh? What was that?
He was the guy from the UK who has the same name as me that was selling, like, all these fake COVID cures and
yeah,
other cures that just would, you know, cure whatever ailment that you had.
But we were getting orders to sales@DaveAndMahoney.com, even though we don't sell anything on DaveAndMahoney.com. And so Mahoney was just pocketing all this guy's money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be resigning from the show soon because I'm now independent.
Let me show you guys a picture of this individual so that way you have an idea of what we're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how to feel about that. That is like nightmare fuel.
So if you remember the lady that was doing the boo from The Princess Bride, kind of has that sort of look.
Way, but as a man.
As a man and has done a lot of meth. The reason why this fella is in the news is because...
Is that a 20-year-old?
No, he is 70.
He looks 100.
He looks dead.
That looks like a corpse yes, that has been reanimated.
Yes. It looks dehydrated.
Yeah, he does, and he does have a significant amount of blisters on his lips and warts on his face.
He's got the kind of skin that if you were to pinch it, the skin would stay pinched.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He looks like an iguana.
Don't be mean to iguanas worse. Like that.
So the reason why he is in the news is because this goblin of a man has...
Well, he was trying to gobble.
He sure was. He stabbed a dude for not hooking up with him. So the victim said he had been drinking and hanging out and smoking marijuana with this guy and some others. And it got to the point where like he had had too much and did not want to drive home. And so this Mr. Goblin said, hey, would you like to sleep in my camper? And the guy's like, yeah, that sounds great. And so he goes to sleep at the back of the camper while this guy goes to sleep at the front of the camper. And at about 1:30 a.m., he said that he woke up to Steven, which is this guy's name, totally naked, trying to perform an act on him.
That involves salad.
Oh, lower.
Goblin.
And he said, hey, could you not do that? And pushed him away. At which point, this guy just grabbed a knife and started stabbing him.
This guy?
Yeah.
Is the other guy okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, fine. He got stabbed up a little bit, but he'll be all right.
I mean, yeah, not too bad.
The horror.
Yeah, yeah. Everything about that is
that
just
is
like,
so traumatic.
That is the wrong
thing. I think I would rather get stabbed than the other thing from that guy.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Once every phone is waterproof, can we push people into pools again?
Message deleted.
Aren't most phones waterproof at this point, or at least water resistant?
Also, no, let's not go back to pushing people into pools. We're too old for that nonsense.
When you're over the age of 30, pushing somebody into the pool, horrible idea.
23. If you're pushing me in the pool and I'm at a pool party specifically to eat and not get in the pool, because there are certain pool parties, right, where you don't bring a bathing suit. You're not in the mood.
Right. If somebody's in their bathing suit and they're standing by the side of the pool, who cares? Like, that's one thing. But if you're, like, dressed to be at a party, and then you just get shoved in the pool, like, there's no place for that.
That is one way to get me to probably never talk to you again.
Yeah.
You know what?
Same reason I don't ride water rides at, like, amusement parks. Because I feel like my shorts always get wet or my pants get wet, and then it starts cutting into my boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're walking, because that wetness.
Ew, chafing.
You get chafe.
There was a thing that I saw going around the internet at one point that said, if you want to know what she really looks like, push her in the pool. And I don't like that.
You know what she really looks like?
Just
like
take
she
a
hates
shower.
You. Although,
I
did push somebody into the water this weekend.
Well, you were on a boat.
We're on the boat.
That's totally different.
And my buddy Matt was doing that thing where, like, we had a tube that was on the boat, like it was just there for, like, people to sit on and stuff, like hanging off the back of the boat.
Yeah.
And he's sort of like, you know, up on his knees, kind of doing that thing that Matt does where he's always flexing his abs and stuff. And I was like, hey, y'all, watch this. Because I had the rope in my hand. I just gave it a good tug. And he went, whoo!
was he trying to be funny about the ab flex?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, because
you posted
a picture on your Instagram the other day, at Dave Farah, and whenever I saw it, the first thing I said to you was, Matt, LOL, because he's laying back almost purposefully, and I think that we all have these friends in our lives or know somebody who is like this, where they know that they have a good body, so they just, like, want you to know about their muscle definition that they have.
I mean, if I look like that, I would also do the same thing.
Of course, he looks great.
I don't. But, yeah, I mean, like...
But the way he was laying...
Like, the first available moment for shirts to come off, just insta-gone, you know?
But everybody was just, like, relaxed, laying around, and then there's Matt just like... I laughed so hard. It was so good.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so I need to get an opinion. I don't like the self-checkout at the grocery store or wherever it is. I don't like it. Like, I don't like the fact that I have to go do work for somebody else. Plus, I also think that it's taking away a job from somebody else. I don't like it. I always just wait in line.
Message deleted.
As somebody who used to be a cashier at Bilo, the local grocery store, I shine. That's my moment. When I go over to the self-checkout.
Dude, I kill it at the self-checkout.
Oh, yeah.
I like this. Exactly, I prefer the self-checkout because 90% of the time I'm in the store, I'm getting just a couple of items as opposed to a entire cartload full, so I have to have an extra interaction with somebody that I don't need to have. I think the self-checkout line is somebody who is an introvert's, like, dream.
It depends. Sometimes I'm feeling chatty, and I want to go to a person, and I never really realized
you want to go to, like, a person to chat it up?
I love talking to people.
At the grocery store?
I'll just be like, hi, how's your day? Blah, blah, blah.
Are they normally nice? Are you well-received?
Of course.
Yeah, it must be nice to be an attractive young person.
But if I'm going there for, like, things that are just mortifying, like, I hate going...
Butt stuff.
I hate going just for toilet paper. It is so embarrassing.
You
got to
get a Costco membership.
So that I can just rack up on the TP?
Dude, you buy it, like, twice a year, and you're set. And it's so much cheaper. It pays for itself just by buying toilet paper twice a year.
I do need to get a Costco membership.
You do.
You're right. That's so interesting to me, though.
Or
find somebody who has one, and they could put you on theirs.
Mahoney?
My wife is... Because you can only put one other person on yours, and my wife's on mine.
Oh, man.
So, but... Hey, No, for somebody that is so open about their pooping, like literally, like the door is open while you're pooping.
I don't do that anymore. I have a roommate.
Oh, so you don't? Well, that's a nice upgrade then for your roommate.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I don't.
But if you guys like live together for, I don't know, after two leases, is that when the door opens?
No.
That's just like a significant other that's very significant.
I mean, no. I mean, I don't even know because I think that you are envisioning me just having the door wide open. There was like tears to the door openness. Like the door would be open in the bathroom of the master bedroom. It wasn't like I was in the hallway bathroom, the powder bathroom with the door wide open.
I don't believe you.
You did.
You're way too vocal of a pooper.
Well, I'm just saying that if I got to go,
ways change. People evolve, Dave.
Everybody poops, except for you, apparently.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. Everyone this poops, but then you're mortified to go buy toilet paper?
No.
Well, because I
is
feel
like
everybody...
Is that the most embarrassing thing? Is that more embarrassing than lube?
I actually kind of feel like, yeah.
Really?
I think that...
Who's buying lube at a store, though?
You could eat on Amazon.
Get it off Amazon, yeah.
For real.
I feel like if I'm going
to...
What
if you need it right now?
Yeah, Amazon immediately.
Amazon hour delivery,
get...
whatever, the same-day
yeah,
delivery.
Yeah, same-day delivery. No,
and also, if you're not... If you didn't pre-plan and have...
Like, not everyone pre-plans like you, Mahoney. Uh-huh. Like you're very scheduled.
Know your stuff.
I think, though, if I'm going to get anything that's, like, super embarrassing, like toilet paper or, like, wet wipes or, like, anything like that, and if it's just that, that they know that I had, like, a crisis at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it was, like, that's all she needed. That's all she got. So sometimes I'll try and grab other things, and it just doesn't make the situation better. It's like... Toilet paper and bananas.
Bundle of carrots.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Dave. What kind of novels or what kind of books do you read to your kids? Your eldest daughter and your, you know, the other one, little one.
Message deleted.
The other one.
I mean, the kids outside of Sienna, who's the six-year-old, like, they're not really into books that much. Olivia will enjoy some books, but I mean, they're not novels. They ain't reading novels.
War and Peace.
No, man. Like, oh, look at all these pictures and
The Art of War pages? By Sun Tzu.
Yeah. No novels. I don't even read novels.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So I told you guys that we went out on the boat this weekend and just kind of enjoyed the lake, mm-hmm. And it was pretty nice time for the most part. But there was a specific moment where things went a bit off the rails. And I knew that it had the possibility to go off the rails because we like to go to, there's like this one little cove, and I think that most people do that where like you have just a spot you go to. Mm-hmm. And we get out there and there's some dudes that are next to us, and I don't know if they were on a bachelor party or they're just like really good at weekends, but they had a full-on beer pong table.
Hell yeah.
Out on the beach that you have to boat up to. So they brought it on their boat.
Sure.
They have a beer pong table. They have a tent set up. They have their boat, two jet skis, and golf clubs, and they're out there like practicing their chipping, but they were
having a dude's day.
Super nice guys. Like, we get there, we park in pretty close, not pretty close, but close enough to them where there's still plenty of space in between, but they were like, hey, do you need us to move the jet skis? And we're like, no, it's fine. But they just wanted to go out of their way to be accommodating. So really, really exceptionally cool guys. And
but
then on the other side, there's some other dudes that are also kind of like younger and bro-y that have built a gigantic water slide. So they brought a tarp that had to have been almost 100 yards long, and they had a generator hooked up at the bottom of it so it'd be spraying water onto this huge slip and slide.
Cool.
I don't know if they were like doing it for content, like YouTubers or whatever, but they were out there doing crazy stuff, like standing back, flipping, and go flying down this slip and slide.
How cool.
Awesome. So, and they were also like really nice, just having a good time, not causing any problems. And everyone's having just this great time. And then this boat pulls up with what I can only describe as aging strippers. Because, and I mean, like, I think it was like
a mom Dave.
And a daughter. And the daughter was about 45. And mom was probably 65.
Leveled up.
They were leveled. They were, yes, they were close to facing Bowser.
Oh, no. The final boss of women. Oh, no. Okay.
And so they're out there, and, you know, like, they're fine. Like, they pull up or whatever, and they just seem like they're having a good time. And, like, one the 45-ish-year-old hops off, and she is wearing the world's smallest bikini,
hell
top
yeah.
and bottom.
Hell yeah.
And
you don't want them tan lines.
Yeah. Doesn't leave a lot to the imagination,
good.
But that's fine. You're at the lake just living, right?
Dave, some people just like to be free.
And she
this is America.
Hops off her boat and promptly puts on her captain's hat. just so everyone knows it's her boat. And that wasn't the problem. The problem is that she was douche bait. And so there's this guy who comes stumbling over with his carburetor-sized vape in his hand and starts hitting on him.
And okay. As you do.
As you do. And again, no problem.
Dave, you're in a happily committed relationship.
Sure.
With a billion kids. If you
and
were
your
a
wife and kids were there.
If yeah, just think if you were a 45-year-old single man with a carburetor-sized vape.
So none of this is a problem.
You'd be hitting on her, too.
Of course. Everyone's having a good time out there. Everyone's enjoying themselves.
Dave would have a carburetor vape if he wasn't married.
Yeah, he would. Could he be a mess? Kids.
I bet you vape this weekend.
No. I didn't.
Last week?
No.
In the month of July, did you have a vape?
Yes.
Okay, then. All right. Come with me.
So
but
did you.
You and I were similar, okay? If you were single.
You're right.
And if it tasted like watermelon flavor.
There's a former Magic Mike XXL stripper out there in a tiny mankini, Audrey, and she was 45 and single. She'd be out there sitting on, too.
She's swimming over like a hippopotamus,
hello,
just her eyes poking out of the water.
Yeah,
like
ears. I don't let my feet go under. I legit will swim, like, belly down with my feet, like, up in the air, because I don't like the cold parts.
But
of like,
but okay, so, you don't want your feet to get food. Well, because you don't want your feet to get nibbled on.
Yes.
But what's the lowest hanging part of you in the water then?
No, because then I'm wearing a life vest, so that's all tucked away.
I'm just saying, you're leaving some parts exposed.
They're gonna be nibbling on you
to those
hips.
Lake monsters.
I like that, so that's fine. Okay, no, but anyways, back to the douche bait. So the carburetor guy.
Yeah, he, they're just chatting it up or whatever, and having a fine time at the lake, no problem. And then all of a sudden, the boat that's next to her leaves, and this is when he sees his opportunity to go get his boat and pull it over next to hers.
Okay, so which clan was this guy a part of? Was he a part of the Slip and Slide clan or the...
He was just carburetor douche clan. Totally separate from Slip and Slide and beer pong, dude.
Oh, there's more.
The problem is that he comes rolling up, blasting music so loud on his boat.
It's like Hinder? No.
Actually, Hinder, there would have been some irony to that. I would have appreciated that. It's like EDM, just...
You're
like... Oh, my God. Yeah, my wife actually looks at me, and it's so aggressive. I mean, we're, like, several boats away. My wife's like, I think we need to leave because it just was ruining the entire vibe. Like, if you're out there on your boat and someone's playing Jimmy Buffett, like, or country music or
you should know
Sublime
your audience.
Or whatever.
If you were attempting to play music for the entire cove or for the beach or for the pool, wherever you are deciding that you are going to be the, like, the leader of music, you have to know your audience.
Those people drive me crazy. The ones that bring like a massive speaker to the beach. You're like, shut up.
Where you're trying to play music for everybody else. Playing it for your group is fine, but when you decide that you are the unspoken DJ for everyone in a 500-meter radius, that becomes a problem.
Calm down, Calvin Harris, with your huge vape. Get the hell out of here. We ended up getting the hell out of there. Ruined the entire thing.
He did it exactly right. Who wants these boring-ass parents with their kids around when I'm trying to hook up with this hot-ass stripper?
Yeah.
He won the code.
Yeah.
I lost.
Tipsy or toddler?
Mahoney, we spend a lot of time around people that have had maybe a bit too much to drink over the years, and that's what tipsy or toddler is. Like, many people, when they get really drunk, just revert to basically being a child with childlike impulse control. You guys trying to figure out if this is a very drunk person or a little kid that said these things based on the actual words that were said. They've been transcribed by producer Pajamas. Let's see if you guys can pull it off, okay? You're playing together on this one. The first one is, I want McDonald. Please, I want McDonald. And I will give you a hint. There was some tears involved in this as well.
Okay, that doesn't help because I have definitely cried over an Uber driver not stopping for McDonald's. So this could also be
the only time
child.
My wife and I get into disagreements is when I'm drunk and want to go to a fast food place and she will not take me.
So, but that's would hurtful. You call it yep. McDonald? Because like
mine's usually Jack in the Box. Personally, is my go-to because I want to get them tacos and the bacon cheddar potato wedges and egg rolls and occasionally curly fries.
Okay, as opposed to listing out your whole order, could you make a guess here? Is that tipsy or toddler?
I think that is a child who is throwing a tantrum.
I'm going to agree.
Unfortunately, guys,
no.
It's a very drunk person.
I want my tunnel. Please, I want my tunnel.
It's all right. I know what you mean.
Did he, in fact, get McDonald's, Jordan? You don't know?
I have no idea.
There was no follow-up. There was no sequel.
Get this man some McDonald's. Get him a 20-piece McNugget, double quarter pounder with cheese, maybe even an apple pie.
Okay, this is also somebody who wants something. And here are the words. I want a boyfriend. I want a boyfriend. I need a boyfriend. I need a boyfriend.
I think that's a toddler. I think that's a very friendly toddler.
I think so, too.
You guys are correct on that one. Very good. That is a toddler.
I want a boyfriend.
No.
I want a boyfriend.
No boyfriends.
I need a boyfriend.
I like the Lenny Kravitz in the background,
I know.
Too.
I want to fly away.
That's right. All right, so you're on the board with 1 point. Here we go. On to number three. Wait. So let me get this straight. I did drugs. I drank drugs. That's it.
That's a drunk person. Is it? I hope so.
I hope that's a drunk person.
Let's just do that just for the sake of
safe.
It. Oh, no. What a horrible parent.
It's a girl talking to her mom after surgery, though.
Uh-huh.
So let me get this straight. I did drugs. I drank drugs.
Well, yeah.
Was that clip? Am I on drugs? Why did that clip sound like that? I drank drugs.
All right, so... Two incorrect, one correct. Here we go on number four.
Yeah, that's called methamphetamines that you just drink.
No, I'm a bush. Bush. I'm a bush. I'm a bush. I'm a bush. Why don't you understand that I'm a bush? If I'm not a bush, then I'm not no one.
That's a drunk person who fell into a bush.
You think so? I think that's a toddler who's getting ready for a play.
Oh, okay.
Getting ready for a play.
Yeah, like getting into like a...
Getting
like
into
a,
character. Method acting.
Ma'am.
She is bush.
Gavin Rossdale?
Yeah. I'm going to go with my original answer. I guess Mahoney and I are going to split up on this one. I am going drunk.
I'm going toddler.
Audrey, correct. Mahoney, I'm sorry. Was not a child getting into character for a play.
No, I'm a bush.
Don't call me Tom. We're going to take you home.
I'm a bush.
You're a bush.
I'm a bush.
Just get in.
I'm a bush.
Get in.
Don't you understand that I'm a bush?
Can you help me?
If I'm not a bush, then I'm not no one.
Was she trying to get him into a car and he was explaining that he was a bush? Is that what's happening there?
She was trying to drag him to, like, a restaurant, and he just saw a, like, little small bush on the side, and then he proceeded to fall face first into that bush.
No.
I would rather fall into a bush than onto the concrete straight.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, because they get poked in the eye and all kinds of face first.
I feel like your torso would absorb most of the impact.
All right, Audrey, you got two correct. So if you get this last one right, then you will be an effective winner for this game.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You must respect me.
Oh, jeez.
You know what's going to happen if you don't respect me? Goomba get back to work.
Okay, so that's definitely a toddler.
100% a toddler for the win.
Well done, guys. And especially you, Audrey.
You know what's gonna happen if you don't respect me. Goomba, get back to work.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents: Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Stacy is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Show. Hey, Stacy, how's it going?
Good.
So tell us about your education level, because Mahoney has very famously been to not one, not two, but three different community colleges, dropped out of all of them, but still fancies himself to be the smartest person in any room, including this one. So how far did you get in school?
I did some college, too.
Some college as well. So
as
even
much as you needed, and then we moved on, Dave.
Yeah, I'm more like into the street smarts.
Exactly.
More into the street smarts.
And I also don't like, Dave, that you always discredit my trade school that I graduated from, my broadcasting college.
Do I discredit that?
You do. You never tell people that I am a graduate of a...
I mean, are you smarter than a community college dropout sounds better than are you smarter than a trade school graduate?
community college dropout and trade school graduate. I'm just saying we could possibly change the name.
All right, so Mahoney is going to head out of the room. He is going to go across the hallway to a soundproof space where he cannot hear. You guys are going to be asked the same questions. So, Stacy, you do have a pass today. Keep that in mind. I would recommend using that sooner rather than later. If you get one correct today, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Are you ready for your first question?
Yes, I am.
90% of the Earth's population lives in which hemisphere?
Southern.
No.
Oh, wait. No. Like worldwide? I would have said northern.
Yeah, northern. That's correct. Well done. Yep.
Oh,
excellent.
Dave, you sneaky.
She said no before I hit the button, so.
I don't know about that.
Okay. What is the most used color in national flags?
Most used color in national flags. White.
It's a good guess, but no. Red is the correct answer.
Red. Red.
I was going to say red too.
Okay. Go with your gut, Stacy.
You do have a pass still if you want to use it. Here we go. Question number 3. A tiger's skin is striped like its fur. True or false?
False.
No, I'm sorry. It's true. I didn't know that either. I didn't know their skin was striped like their fur is. But okay, here we go. On to question number 4. You have one correct so far. The shooting of whom in 1914 started World War I?
I'll use my pass.
Okay. What would you have guessed, if anything at all?
The shooting of whom? I have no idea. 1914?
Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, he was the creator of the band.
Yeah, he got shot, and then he started the alt-rock band.
Franz Ferdinand. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, so pass is burnt. Here we go on to question number 5. No more pass. What national holiday is celebrated in all countries?
National holiday in all countries. National holiday. I would say, is Labor Day a national holiday?
Labor Day is a national holiday here, but this is one that is celebrated in all countries. Do you think it's Labor Day?
How about I'll switch it to Memorial Day?
No, unfortunately not. And I wouldn't have thought of this necessarily either, but New Year's.
Because it's not on the same day.
Yeah. All right, final question. What does IPA stand for?
IPA. Like for beer?
Yeah.
IPA. Oh, my gosh. IPA.
Pale for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Indian Pale Ale?
Yes, that is correct. Well done. Okay, so you got 2 correct. We'll see how Mahoney fares, but you can go ahead and bring Mahoney in here now, produce pajamas, and we'll see if he, in fact, does do better or not. Mahoney, welcome back.
Took an awful long time.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of going on.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Yeah. I know that you guys are. I have to work twice as hard as everybody else.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, question number 1. 90% of the Earth's population lives in which hemisphere?
The northern hemisphere.
That is correct. Stacy also got that one correct.
Did she?
What is the most used color in national flags, Mahoney? The most used color in national flags. You do have a pass if you want to use it.
There's really like 5 colors, right?
Does anybody use fuchsia?
Purple?
There's not a lot of purple. Is there any national flags that have like neon green in them?
No.
I don't think so.
Brazil.
It's very primary colors.
Brazil is almost neon green, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to pass, but my guess would be red.
You would have been correct, but yeah, pass it there. No worries. All right, question number 3. A tiger's skin is striped like its fur. True or false? Tiger's skin striped like its fur. True or false?
That is false.
Fortunately, no, that is true. I didn't know that either.
That's crazy, man.
It's crazy. You're crazy.
How does that work?
You wild.
I've seen some hairless tigers.
Have you?
Not in my experience where they striped.
So here we go on to question number four. The shooting of whom in 1914 started World War One?
Franz Ferdinand. Yeah! Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
That nice, is correct. Mahoney. Very good. Mahoney has got two correct.
One of my favorite bands.
Yeah. Here we
really
go
underrated. I don't know why Franz Ferdinand never got really more popular.
Question number five. Which national holiday is celebrated in all countries?
Which national holiday is... Oh, that's easy. New Year's.
New Year's, yeah.
Nice.
That is three correct for Mahoney. And final question, what does IPA stand for?
So there's two definitions for IPA.
There is.
There are two. It's either Imperial, which is the original Imperial Pale Ale, or India Pale Ale. So both of those.
India Pale Ale?
Dave, it's Imperial or India. It's, trust me, I've done a plenty of beer research. So give me my points and give me the win.
It's technically Indian Pale Ale, no, not Dave. India
give me the,
Pale
give,
Ale.
Give me the thing and play
I'm
me
sorry.
Off. Play me off.
All right, Mahoney is.
Sorry, Stacey. No holds barred today. Coming in, 5 for 5.
You
got them all
five
right.
5 for 5. You got
all
four,
of
barely. You got like 3.5. You eked out a win. Stacey's awesome, but she did terrible.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
We wouldn't have to worry about zombies coming out of the ground if we just cremated everyone when they died.
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah. Good call. If we just cremate everyone.
But what if they become just like microscopic dust zombies then? And then we can't even see them. So at least with the uncremated zombies, we can see them coming and they're slow.
Would you prefer there to be a bunch of giant spiders in your house or a bunch of tiny spiders in your house?
I mean, you could at least see the giant ones.
Yeah.
But I feel like we would have a lot of holes everywhere from the gunshots and stuff.
Yeah.
You got to be able to take down that spider with least.
Man, I saw a video on the internet this weekend of one of those huntsman spiders.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
And it had what I believe is its baby sack that
Ew,
it was carrying
don't
around.
Don't call it a baby sack.
It's what it is. A baby sack. It's a sack full of babies.
That you're going to make me start itching.
Spider sack.
full hundreds of baby spiders in its baby
That's
sack.
Why, like, if you stomp on it, like, then they just, like, explode out like glitter.
Yeah.
But crazy-ass spider glitter.
And this guy had what I think was a sword, and he was trying to, like, maneuver this huntsman spider outside or, like, off of his house or wherever it was. And the spider was fighting back.
Yeah, it was.
There's a man with a sword, and you are like, nah, man, bring it.
You got it. This is why we, with fire.
See, yep. Spiders don't bother me whenever I see them. Like, I'm not, like, super creeped out by spiders or bugs just in general because I'm from the South and bugs are just rampant. Yep. Like, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
But I don't like that. I don't like spider sacks. I don't like spider baby sacks.
Yeah.
Like, whenever they start doing their... Like, it's the tiny...
Yeah, little tiny ones.
Tiny ones.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. Yeah, and it's not
the fact that it just explodes and there's, you know...
Thousands?
A thousand little teeny spiders that are all going to turn into giant monster spiders like that huntsman. It's crazy.
Because that's when I know that I'm outnumbered.
Yeah.
1v1, you're nothing.
And you know that they were all talking when they were in the sack, too. They're, like, plotting against you. They're like, once we bust out this sack...
Guess how many spiders there are in the world.
Were those preemies? If they busted out of the sack too soon?
I don't know, maybe.
Guys.
How many spiders total in the entire world?
Yep.
Oh, we're so outnumbered.
There's got to be like a trillion spiders.
There's got to be way more than 1 trillion.
Way more than a trillion?
Way more than a trillion.
Think about this is a good question. Are there more cockroaches or spiders?
That I don't have the information right in front of me. But there are 21 quadrillion spiders on the planet, which trillion... And then say to get a quadrillion,
a thousand trillions.
So 21,000 trillion or 21 billions, 21 million billions to spiders. They take up 37 billion acres of land. So
how many acres are there total? 37 billion acres of land.
How many?
Also, I've really picked the wrong thing to be scared of.
Oh my gosh, guys, I just looked it up. We have no idea how many cockroaches exist, but there is one source suggests that there are about 36,000 cockroaches per building in certain parts of America.
I believe
36,000 per building.
So, Dave, world is 123 billion acres in size.
123. You're telling me a third of the space is taken up by spiders?
That's a fifth.
True. That's not true.
A fifth.
No.
If you put them all together, not like they're not stacked, but on the, like if it was just like a layer.
No, that would be like one every five steps.
That's how many spiders there are.
That's gross.
I don't believe you.
They could turn against us, and we would have to fight.
David,
why haven't they? Why haven't they?
Because there's too many spider gangs. They're not tolerant, man. They haven't
spider on spider crime.
Yeah, they haven't. Out, yeah. You know, thankfully we have divided and conquered, much like the rich have with us.
Yeah, you know. Left us behind with all the spiders.
Yeah,
dang it.
The worker bees know what's up.
I'm driving home from work, and I look over, and Krispy Kreme has their hot and ready sign on, and my inner fat kid goes, "Go get donuts." Mm-hmm. What is wrong? Am I the only one with like that inner fat kid?
Message deleted.
No, man, that is like we are like moths to a flame when it comes to the hot donuts now from Krispy Kreme.
Anything,
that is
honestly,
like a fresh, like right out of the fryer, glazed donut is heavenly. Dude, they just melt. Yeah. They literally melt in your mouth.
I mean, because we were talking about this the other day. There's a Burger King that's down the road from us that never has anyone in line at the drive-thru ever. Like, there's never anyone at that Burger King, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And they have got a smokestack that just billows smoke. And they used to do that intentionally because that smell would remind you of Burger King, and then you'd go there and you'd see
flame the broiled. Yeah.
But I know that there's just no way you're making that many burgers. Like, it's just all a lie. But are there other restaurants that do that? Because
just pollute
the Krispy Kreme hot and ready.
Dude, Cinnabons.
Like, all you got to do is flick on a sign and everyone's like, yeah,
you know what it
Cinnabons.
Is? It's called Instagram marketing.
Is that what it is?
All these foodie accounts and all of, like, we know a person who runs a donut shop.
Yeah.
And their Instagram, every time they posted, the video goes viral because all of us are just like,
Oh
my God, that looks so good. Yeah. I mean, that would technically be a reason that I would immediately get in my car and go anywhere is if I see something on Instagram, I got to have it.
But the hot and ready sign, that's a move.
Oh, yeah.
Audrey, now that you're single, you should get one of those.
A hot and ready sign?
Yeah.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
If you were on social media this weekend, you probably got word that there was a number of fairly big celebrities that passed away.
Unfortunately.
And another one made the list that I didn't see quite as many tributes to, and maybe it's because Pat Carroll didn't have the sort of household name that some of the, like, you know, Bill Russell's, you know, NBA champion, civil rights champion, all
rings,
that stuff.
Yeah. You know, all-time great.
But if you're not familiar with Pat Carroll, most famous as the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Poor unfortunate souls in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed.
I mean, one of my all-time favorite Disney movies from the golden era of Disney movies.
Is she the best villain?
I think so.
I think as far as if you're thinking about villains of that time, right, it would have to be for singing, for just being the villain. I think that maybe she might compete with Scar.
More iconic than Scar.
I mean, just the singing is so much better. I mean,
and just more of a personality,
scary.
Too. Like Scar was just kind of like
slimy.
Yeah, he's just a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
backhanded. Ursula was a boss.
Yeah, like if she didn't get stabbed with a whole boat, think about what would have happened.
And Carroll do, I don't know if you have some time and you want to celebrate her life, go watch her do the voice of Ursula live. Like, where they're showing her do the voice
just
work.
Just so theatrical.
Dude, it is so amazing and, you know, definitely will be missed. But all-time classic, her performance is Ursula.
See, in the chat, Batteringham said, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said, bruh, Scar all day, he killed his effing brother. Yeah, but he did it in, like, a sneaky way and then blamed it on Simba. Like, Ursula's just like, I'm going to make the king of the ocean a seaweed.
And also to steal
all of
your
those
daughter's
weird
voice.
Little, they that, look like little sperms. Yeah. I hated them. I hated them. Like just dehydrated.
Yeah, I'm going to make you a dehydrated sperm triton.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
It's almost striking me as a skill at this point, but every time that Will Smith does anything now, I hate him more. I don't know how he does it, because I thought I was at 100% hatred for Will Smith after that goofy slap, but now with his pseudo-apology, not even really an apology, you know, I don't regret it. I just got caught up. Like, shut up.
I watched it. It was annoying. And you're just like, you're just one of these celebrity weirdos. You're the reason why people hate Hollywood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like the average American out there working 9 to 5, you know, trying to take care of their family. They see you do this, and then you don't take, you know,
ownership,
you
responsibility.
Take four months later, and it just,
That's one of the things that my oldest daughter, who is 6, is mm-hmm. learning, is taking responsibility for things. And you wouldn't think that you would have to be trying to teach the same thing to a 50-something-year-old man.
Well, because he is so removed from reality.
Yeah, they don't know what the real... I mean, you've got celebrities out there like Gwyneth Paltrow saying that being the child of a celebrity is so much harder than being... Like, no, yeah. man. Like, no, it's hard.
Being
not,
poor.
Not having,
not
having a
meals
place.
Coming from.
Exactly. Yeah. Living in a car.
And that's
in shelters.
That,
going
that's
from,
the other thing is that... It makes me so mad because I didn't think that Will Smith was this type of guy. Maybe he just did such a good job.
The expectations
playing.
Were so high.
Yeah, like just playing like, he's had
nice
all this
guy.
Success, but he's still a nice guy. He hasn't let all of this nonsense in Hollywood corrupt him. He's still a loving dad and
well,
a loving husband.
Well, I think that the
and,
humility has been lost a little bit yeah. there. I think that yep. whenever you are first introduced into, you know, the celebrity world of celebrity, I think that you have a little bit more of humility left in you than later down the road. And I think you get a little lost in the sauce there sometimes.
Well, and I think that Jada Pinkett Smith is just trash.
Warped him.
Yes.
He's warped.
Yes.
When you look at the guys out there and the actors and the actresses who like pay it forward and, you know, like are doing things to either enrich their craft, enrich their community, just being good people. Like, yeah. I would be devastated if I found out Keanu Reeves was a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Like, because the persona that exists around yes. it, because you hear what everybody says
around
it.
He doesn't really care about it. He's quietly giving all of his money to charitable causes without running
making
a big
the
press campaign
yeah.
or, you know, having a...
Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Yeah, he doesn't have a film crew following him around when he's out on the streets doing stuff. He's just, like, just quietly doing
yep.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, Will Smith
it's
was
the expectation.
Kind of
it's...
in that category for me for a long time, and now I'm just so disappointed in who he has become.
Yep.
And he just, you can see it. Like, you can just see it in his eyes.
It's crazy. It's
where he just looks sad.
You're
well,
detached.
Do you think that has something to do with the Scientology?
Is he a part of the
I don't know. Is he a Scientologist?
I thought that's what you guys told me not too long ago, that he was a part of it.
I don't know, man. It's just
the Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood cult, right?
Yep.
Where, like, they're this elite group of people that can't be touched, and then they end up doing something where everyone goes, hey, man, like, what... Who are you? Like,
yeah.
What happened to the Will Smith that just seemed like a fun-loving guy who was just trying to enjoy life and treat people right?
Okay,
it's just
so
gone.
What about this then? Usually, because he's a creative, right? Sometimes creatives are just a little bit off.
Is he a creative, though? I mean,
yeah.
He's like...
Yes, I think he's
I'll
a creative.
I'll say this about what I think of all actors for the most part. You know, we hold them on a pedestal, or a lot of people hold them on a higher pedestal because you see them, they're in the public zeitgeist. We consume their products. But at the end of the day, to be a great actor...
You kind of have to be a psychopath.
You have to be...
Yes, that's what
yes,
I'm kind
because
of
you're
saying.
Great at being something that you are not. Which is kind of why I like the... You know, you look at a guy like The Rock... Who's
like,
a or Bruce Willis, who are one-note actors.
Like The Rock.
That's you.
And Kevin Hart are just always Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're
yeah.
not losing themselves. They're
exactly.
not getting lost in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're just like, yep, that's me.
Yeah.
Here it is. Here's The Rock on a boat in a jungle. Okay, it's a jungle cruise.
It's a jungle rock cruise.
Jungle cruise is better than expected.
Okay, different jungle, Jumanji. Everyone was freaking out over the weekend when Eddie Munson from Stranger Things was at Lollapalooza with Metallica backstage. I don't know if you saw that moment,
mm-hmm.
but... I haven't watched season 4 of Stranger Things, so I don't, like, totally get what's going on,
so
but I understand.
So it's the second part of the, you know, because they split this season 4 into yeah. two parts, and it's on the second part. And I'll say this.
I ended up liking season four, but it took me until the second half to really get into it.
Yeah,
I thought season
off.
Four started off really slow. There's a scene that involves Metallica that introduced a lot of younger people who weren't previously familiar to Metallica.
That makes
to
me
Metallica.
Feel so old.
But
in a good way, though. I mean, I feel like there's something sweet about these, like, just younger generations learning about music that you
awesome.
Grew up with. Yeah.
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 And also, speaking of kind of what we were talking about with Will Smith and how, like, you know, this celebrity beast can gobble you up. Did you see in that picture? Like, James Hetfield looks great.
He looks so. Yeah. He aged. He is the.
Zaddy?
I mean, he is. Like, if you were looking at yourself right now and you're 25 and you're like, man, I feel like I kind of look like a trash can.
James Hetfield
just
looked
wait,
like a trash can.
He
looked like a
whole
dumpster. He did not
look good. He did not look good.
Well, he went back to rehab.
Yeah,
he's clean
and all
fixing,
that stuff.
Fixing,
yeah.
Working
he,
on
like,
fixing himself.
He is a vegetarian. No, he's a man who hunts and grows his own food. So, like, he gardens his own food and he hunts all of the meat that he, it's like he's a dude.
Yeah.
But also is, you know, able to ask for help. Like, I love that, like, you know, you rewind back to the 80s. Even, like, let's talk about those Stranger Thing times. They were talking about, like, Metallica was this devil music. And, it's going to ruin society. And then you have a guy who's just like, you know what? He's very in touch with who he is. And, like,
just
telling
imagine
other
James
people to
Hetfield
get help.
Gardening.
Yeah.
He's like the master of potatoes now.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, so you break into someone's house. What are you stealing that will only mildly inconvenience them?
Message deleted.
All of their spoons.
Say their social security card.
Yeah.
Or birth certificate.
Yeah.
That's like, because whenever, you don't need it all the time, but when you need it,
you need it. Otherwise, it's going to ruin your entire vacation
your
type of thing. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why the first thing that came to my mind was socks.
One sock of every pair.
See, but this is why I have nothing but the same pair of socks.
Ah, that's smart.
I would just take all of your socks.
That's what you think.
I would just cut tiny holes in each one of the toes. Ooh. So that way they weren't ruined. You're like, I'm still going to wear these. They're not ripped enough.
But why
enough,
but
then
is the, that? Why do we
the
keep,
toe pokes
why
out.
Do we keep this?
I
don't get that.
I've got a drawer full of socks.
Throw them out.
And there's like eight pairs that I cycle through.
That's
like,
why you got to get the same pair.
Throw them away.
Yeah.
The other item that would mildly inconvenience somebody, this may be the ultimate one, remote.
Yeah. 14s and all the remotes.
All the remotes.
Or just the batteries for the remote controls.
Oh.
That would be horrible.
There's nothing worse than you sit down on the couch at night and you go to turn on the TV and the damn batteries don't work. I do that thing where I'll pop the cover off and I'll like rotate them to see if that works.
Yeah,
and sometimes it does.
It always
does. Smack it.
Yeah.
Take out all their adult toy batteries.
Have you ever gone? Well, I guess you guys don't. You don't use the things that women
we
use.
Don't.
But there's something that's so like
degrading.
Straight up, just like medieval. About having to not use one of those and like going back in time, and you're just like, Jesus, it's taken forever.
Stone Age.
My good Lord.
No,
no,
so similar to that, like if you don't have access to like adult content for whatever reason.
Yes.
And then you're having to like imagine things.
Well,
I know.
I'm clean 5 months
you're,
of all of
you're
that.
Totally
so,
off
like,
that.
So if I take both
of those.
If
you take
of
those, both those out of there, it's just like.
Okay. Good. And then you get lost in a thought, right? It's almost kind of like if you ever try, we were talking about meditation and how hard that is for us, or like even just reading a book. Sometimes you get distracted while you're reading a book. Can you imagine just trying to fantasize something and then all of a sudden you're thinking about your grocery list while still touching
it's like so much ADD.
It's like, wow, I need to get bananas.
Why are you thinking about that?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Some of the Marvel films and shows feel kind of like a hit or miss nowadays. Like Multiverse of Madness and This is Marvel are pretty great, but Moon Knight and Thor, Love and Thunder were kind of so-so.
Message deleted.
I still haven't had a chance to see the new Thor movie.
There's just way too much. Like,
this is
a constant stream of like here. Like, it used to be, I kind of equate it to the UFC. It was like, you know, the UFC pay-per-views back in the day. Dudes our age kind of have that nostalgia of like there would be like one big one every quarter and like all of the friends would get together at somebody's house or like go out to that one bar that was showing it and it was an event, you know, it was a huge thing. And now there's one every weekend.
Sometimes
multiple every weekend.
Well, I think
But the same thing with the Marvel movies. Like, it used to be there was like this huge release and everyone would be clamoring for it. And now it's like, there's been like four Thors that I haven't even seen.
The IP, I think, you know, the Marvel intellectual properties, I think it's they're the highest grossing films in the entire world, and they have been for a long time. I mean, they're making billions upon billions of dollars. But I think there is more Marvel content now. But I still think you still have those big, grandiose films every so often, every couple of years when you get the Avengers films. So you have your individual ones in between, and then the big ones are the Avengers, where you get all the A-list stars together, and it's, you know, as we saw with Endgame, one of the greatest comic book movies of all time.
One thing that I have noticed ever since Deadpool came about, everybody was trying to make the Deadpool movie-esque type of thing. Yeah. So that's what I saw with Thor whenever I went to go see it. It's just they're trying to make that slapstick comedy-esque thing, and it doesn't work for all of the characters. It's not everybody can be a Ryan Reynolds.
No, like, they nailed it with Deadpool, but then the only other one that's really, like, hit as far as a comedy goes was the John Cena on HBO.
The Peacemaker. But that's DC.
No, it's DC, but, like, that was one that was genuinely an adult version. Very funny.
I like Guardians of the Galaxy. I thought those were hilarious, and I also thought Thor Ragnarok was also very funny. I have, again, waiting to go see the latest Thor, but I like the direction that they took Thor because I... Honestly, before Thor Ragnarok, I thought they were the weakest of all the Marvel movies that were being released in theaters.
Which
now
is crazy.
You like being able
Ironic.
To enjoy Chris Hemsworth in all of his glory.
I mean, he's always fun to look at.
Yeah, good looking
the
guy.
The irony that they're the weakest.
Yeah, when he's supposed to be the strongest.
So strong, yeah.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the David Mahoney Morning Show.
So here's a question for you guys. Is it harder to be an ugly guy or an ugly girl?
It's just hard to be ugly in general.
But which one you have to pick?
They're both awful. There's no upside to it's like what we value in the society. We're so dumb as a species. You were like, oh, that's pretty. We love it.
Okay, so
that's
agree.
It's pretty, so it deserves love.
But answer the question. I think it's harder to be.
I think they're equally hard.
No, but
let's be shallow.
But ugly girl, and the reason why is because you think about like the most rich and powerful dudes out there. They all started off as butt ugly dudes. Like Jeff Bezos, horrible looking.
Now he's Mini Hulk.
Shave the head. You get all that TRT going or whatever it is. The crazy like stem cell. You got access to all that stuff. All of a sudden, you're good looking. I mean, Bill Gates is an atrocious
looking
troll.
Okay, but girls can do that too. Girls can flip and reverse it and put fillers in and do all of that kind of stuff too. Money. Okay. So here's what we're saying. So, minus money. You don't get to have money. You're just.
Bro.
But ugly.
Okay, but to that point, Bill Gates has, even with all the money, still couldn't figure out how to be good looking. Still looked like garbage. And this dude had a gold F Porsche, where he would like get in his gold Porsche to go bang his mistress.
Okay, but he still had money.
It's a dumb societal.
So you're saying you're totally poor, you don't have access to anything.
And you're just a goblin. Mm. Mahoney says both.
It's stupid. And it sucks. Why?
Why be ugly and poor?
No, I mean, like, why? Why are you asking which one sucks more?
I'm just curious your take on it. You just think both of them suck equally?
I think we as a society are dumb. We don't value the right things.
I personally think that it would suck worse being probably an ugly chick.
You think so?
Yeah.
As well?
Yeah. Because if you're an ugly chick, then if you're walking through and, like, I don't know, because like Mahoney said, we value a lot of things, and I think that we put a lot of societal like beauty standards more so on women than I think we do on men.
I think it's happening to men now, but not nearly at the rate that it happens to women. And women also, like, you look at the, you know, you look at you know,
we just
if
have
we're speaking,
more things to look at.
If we're
that
speaking
I think
in
dudes.
Generalities, yeah.
I think that like for like a guy, like if you're like an ugly dude, and like if you put an ugly chick next to them, like the first thing that you're looking at probably on a dude is their face, and a girl their body.
I don't like it either way, mostly because
what you'd say it.
I'm ugly.
It's a safe space.
But thank God for beards. Thank you.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free.
just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines, here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.